everyone, and welcome back to yet another episode of With You. My name is Sarish.
And I'm Parker.
And we are so excited for what? Is this like our fourth episode now?
Episode four. We are getting there.
Well, we wanted to thank everyone for listening to our last episode. I think that's when we finally each started sharing out with our friends and family what we've been working on in quarantine. Seemed like the shout out to anyone and everyone who listened to Whooping It Up During Quarantine and any of our previous episodes. We are so thankful and excited that you all enjoyed listening to Parker and I talk for over an hour.
Exactly. We appreciate all of the feedback as well. We got so many compliments and people told us kind of what segments they liked the best and everything. And we definitely appreciate it. So thank you for listening to that. And a special shout out to some of our listeners in places that we did not know that P.S. I Loathe You had fans, especially to our listener in Leinster, Ireland. P.S. I Loathe You has officially gone international. So shout out to our Irish listener. Sarish and I love Ireland. We've both been and had a great time. And why don't you send us a message on socials? We'll plug them later and let us know.
Yeah, we would love to know who you are.
Exactly. And we also had a couple listeners in New York, Oregon, Virginia. So we appreciate all of those listeners as well, as that is not where we are. You know, most of our friends are based. Yes. So we appreciate this, these widespread listeners who are finding our little podcast.
We are so thankful that P.S. I Loathe You went international so early. That was part of the plan all along. But you all made it so easy for us.
Made it after episode three, crossing the Atlantic Ocean on the third episode. That was our goal on our like vision board.
Yeah, we have this all planned out. So thank you for helping us achieve that. Okay, exciting news. Major exciting news. Parker and I,
oh my gosh, what,
are in the same state.
Surprise. We are now only 1 hour apart. Wow. As opposed to eight states apart or whatever. But it is
because we are properly socially distancing. People, stay home.
Exactly. Quarantining does not mean hanging out with different friends every night. That is not what social distancing is. So like I said, yes, I flew back to Oklahoma from the DC area. And even though it was a little bit risky to fly, it made sense since I'll be working from home. Who knows for how long?
Indefinitely.
We're going to be like, this is the second episode of quarantine. And then like next year, this is our 51st episode of quarantine.
We've gained
50 pounds apiece.
I just don't know what I would do if this went longer than like September. I feel like September, I've like prepared myself, you know, even that's late. But do you imagine a year from now, we're like, we're back.
Oh boy. This podcast would devolve into who knows what by then. I mean, we would be singing, giving our conspiracy theories on the most random things by then.
Would be having a full-blown meltdown in the corner of his bedroom.
Having yet another meltdown, curled up in the fetal position, rocking back and forth.
Hopefully it doesn't come to that, but we do hope this has been providing you some entertainment during this quarantine for sure.
Exactly. Something to listen to liven up your daily routine. But no, on my flight, I had my mask and gloves. Yes. I was protected. And truthfully, I never came within 6 feet of someone other than the flight attendant on the actual flight itself, because there were only six people on my entire flight. In the airport itself, there was no one there. Mm-hmm. So I was able to distance myself. But my family has been taking it very, very seriously. So I have been in quarantine in my room, in my house, and like a part of our house since last Saturday. So I'm like halfway there.
Parker has his own wing in the home.
Meaning a room and a bathroom. And I've also been going outside, of course, too. But I'm halfway through that. So I still have another week of self-quarantining, which it's been a little rough being like completely by myself and having a little space. Yeah. But, you know, I'm halfway there and it's been nice outside until today on this blustery day, which, by the way, shout out to all those celebrating Easter today. Happy Easter.
Happy Easter.
Random shout out.
I know. I feel like I was telling Parker right before this, because we chat before our podcast. We're not just podcast friends. We're like real friends.
We have a relationship outside of this show, okay?
And I was sitting outside reading my book, and I didn't know the cold front was supposed to come in this early. So I literally, my dog Winston and I were outside for like 15 minutes. And then I was like, all right, we're going back in.
Leaves started flying, yoga mat started twirling around. There's a couple leaves still on Sarisha's hair. I can see. I mean, it was an absolute mess.
Parker's in the podcast for a reason. They're not supposed to know what it looks like.
Oh, whoops, you're right. No visuals. I apologize.
That is so funny. Yeah, I have also been quarantining in my apartment, working from home. You know, the usual. I mean, work, I feel like, has gotten a little bit busier almost. We're doing virtual events. I think I told you about the trivia we did, which is very exciting. We did some pop culture trivia.
Did you win?
We hosted it, so I actually did not participate. But the winner blew everyone out of the water. Like, the winner was incredible.
They were really incredible.
Like, it was you.
Kidding, was not me. I did not participate.
I have been working, and then actually shout out to Fit On. It's this app that's completely free. My friend Rabiha, shout out Rabiha, lots of shout outs today. Introduce me to it. It's just free workouts. They have like bar, Pilates, dance, cardio, abs, booty lifts, thigh trimmer. I don't know. They have everything you might possibly want. So I've been trying to do one of those a day. I did an arms one the other day, which was very nice.
Okay, nice.
So trying to keep busy in like the health side of things. But then to counteract my working out, I made some banana bread yesterday.
Okay, yes. I've been waiting with bated breath for this banana bread update. You guys remember last time there was a serving size conundrum that had Sarish all in a tizzy. I believe that we have an update though. Go.
Okay. Speaking of my pet peeve from last week, this banana bread recipe I found had the correct serving sizes.
Oh, thank God.
Shout out. I know. Had it not, I don't know what, I don't think I would be here today. I think I would be in the kitchen.
Would be covered in flour. You have to eat.
But this banana bread was so good. It has chocolate chips in it.
That sounds delicious.
It was yummy. Still
could you mail me some?
Yeah, absolutely. I'll mail it to you in, I almost said this box, but they can't see the box I'm holding up, but it's a tiny little
box. It's a very small box. It'd be one bite.
It was delicious. I feel like everyone's been baking recently. So yes. I had some old banana, so made that. It was so good. But yes, correct serving sizes and all. Didn't put me in a tizzy this week around.
That's good. So you've improved. You've changed.
Thank you. I'm growing. It's all about growing every single day of your life. But that's nice, kind of what I've been up to. This, I mean, you know, quarantine, you can only do so much. But I think we're both making the most of it from what I can tell.
Trying to, you know, doing my best. I think now I've completely been on screens for way too much. So I'm searching out anything that I can do that does not involve screens.
Honestly considered like deleting one of the social media apps. I don't know which one. Not like deleting my account forever type, but just like deleting the app. I did what you did last week where I got off Instagram and like 4 seconds later, I was like, let me check again. Nothing had changed.
Exactly. It's just like an automatic muscle memory. Yes. Just opening the same app and you're like, wait, I was just on it.
I already saw this Easter picture. Why am I looking at it again?
I know. It's bad. I have tried to, you know, go outside, read, organize, do like crafts and stuff, because a couple days, especially this week when I was like on my computer for working, at the end of the day my eyes were just kind of like glazed over. Yes. Burning, like I cannot physically stare at a screen for any longer.
I know. Okay, well Parker, as you know, last week all the feedback we got, almost everyone's favorite segment was pet peeve of the week.
Oh, we have a pet peeve jingle now. That was unexpected. I had no idea.
Listen, the people want what they want, and I delivered. They love the segment, mainly because I think they just love listening to us complain.
Who does that? I love to, you know, hear people get stuff off their chests. They might be relating to these pet peeves, as I think a lot of people have similar feelings on. Yes. Some of our annoyances of life.
Absolutely. Okay, what is your pet peeve this week, Parker?
Okay, well, mine is a virtual pet peeve. Since we've been stuck inside, you know, public pet peeves that normally get me really angry have not been allowed to fester because I've been inside.
Right.
So mine is a virtual pet peeve. Now, obviously, the Instagram story feature is a great feature for people to post, you know, random things they don't want to commit to a full out post for.
Absolutely.
But now, riddle me this. Why do people feel the need to post either like a screenshot or a Spotify link to the music that they're listening to when it's a popular song that we all know? Last week, when Dua Lipa's album was released, so many people that I follow were posting, which, sorry if this was you, this is not personal, it's just a very general theme, posted that they're listening to it. Okay, really?
We all know.
I think we all know who Dua Lipa is. And there's no reason to post, especially if it's on Spotify. That's the point of following someone on Spotify, mm-hmm. is that when you're listening, you can see what people are listening to. I was telling you earlier, the only reason I feel that it's necessary is if it's like a local band that you're trying to like expose people to, or if you or your family member is part of a band or something.
Or like a podcast that you just released with your best friend. Exactly.
Like a local podcast that you're trying to like get off the ground and stuff. That's when it's acceptable. But if it's a popular artist that we all know, there's no reason to do it. It just clogs up the Instagram stories. Agreed. Unnecessary filler posts, and I'm sick and tired of them. So there you go.
When I read his pet peeve, we have a Google Doc going. We're very organized. I cackled because I vividly remember. And again, if this was you, I'm so sorry. When Ariana Grande released Seven Rings, like four people had posted. I was like, oh, no way. Seven Rings.
What is this? I've got to check this out. Thank you for that recommendation.
Thank you.
Music goddess.
That is hilarious. I know exactly what you mean. The only thing I've ever put on Instagram from Spotify has been our podcast, truly. But
Justin Bieber. Oh, okay, good. No,
when he begged people to make him number one.
Everyone listening to it. You don't even have to be listening to it. Just turn your volume down and have it streaming.
Justin, he's a whole nother beast. For those of you who don't know, I was and kind of still am an avid believer. This is not a freaking video, but I have this never say never thing. I'm showing Parker right now as we speak, a Belieber frame that is that was made for me, and it says believe in yourself. So anytime I'm a little down,
you purged and organized your whole house, but yeah, that stuck around. Interesting.
Hey, this is sentimental value. Back off.
Currently typing up my new pet peeve for next week.
Gasp! These pet peeves can't become targeted.
kidding. Totally kidding. I promise. Okay, so Suresh, what is your pet peeve?
Okay, so for those of you who don't know, I also rearranged my living room 2 weekends ago, where I just flipped where my couch and my TV was because I was, you know, bored. I was one of those children that remodeled their rooms all the time. So I decided to continue the tradition as an adult. So I just like flip-flopped. Little did I know that where my living room couch now is might be where the living room couch of my next door neighbor is, to where I can hear them a little bit more clearly than I did.
No.
Now things are fine. We're in an apartment. I understand. Like, it's not going to be completely silent. However, my pet peeve of the week, people who scream, yell, chant during video games, like at the TV screen or on their headset to like their bros.
I can't with that. It's so stupid.
I'm sure they were playing some like shooter game or something like that. But these people, if I yelled, I would hurt your ears, were screaming like, what the? Drop F-bomb here. Like,
whoa, profanity. Jeez.
I have children. I have a dog.
Yeah, they don't know who's living there. Yeah, Winston's ears are very porous.
And they're so big. He can hear it all. I cannot. Here's the thing. The video game can't hear you, but I can. So keep it down. It doesn't matter if you're frustrated. Maybe you're not good at the game. Stop playing. I don't know. Do something.
Practice.
Yelling at the screen. These people yell and they're like angry. One time I thought it was like something serious and I almost like called for like a wellness check. But then I realized, oh, they're playing like Call of Duty or whatever it is. So people yelling at video games, chill. It's okay.
I wholeheartedly agree. Mm-hmm. The emotional investment that some people take in these fake virtual reality worlds is beyond me.
Crazy.
I do not know how they conjure up that amount of anger regarding you moving a fake person through a fake battlefield. Honey, you're not shooting or fighting anyone real. You are placing yourself in a faux battlefield.
At stake here. Here's the thing. You want to enjoy your video
literally
games?
Nothing.
Go off. But if you're making more noise than me playing Just Dance, which requires me to actively move around,
right?
Sing sometimes. Do not. Don't do it. Just don't do it. So that's
turn
my
on,
pet peeve.
Right. Turn on Animal Crossing. Take a breather.
Just walk around. Yeah. Build your island.
Be normal.
Sell your turnips. I'm just quoting things I've seen on Twitter.
I know. I have no idea.
I don't know how to actually.
What goes on in that game?
I just know there's not a whole lot that happens.
Well, yeah, I just see a lot of people posting about how it's like it's an indefinite gameplay, right?
Right.
There's not
like a goal, really.
Exactly. End goal. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, anyway, that would be my pet peeve. It's kind of a Parker pet peeve, but this week it's me.
Shout out to my noise complaint last week or 2 weeks ago.
Well, we are going to take a quick break to listen and hear a word from our sponsors. And then when we get back, we'll dive into some pop culture and this week's episode, some games. So don't go anywhere.
Stay tuned for those. We'll be right back. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to PS I Loathe You. We are going to delve into some pop culture of the present that we've indulged in during quarantine.
Yes.
And talk about the whole gamut of pop culture, even though not too much has been released recently and there hasn't been as much going on as normal since everyone is trapped indoors.
Right. Not much has been released, but something has been released that has taken the nation by storm.
I'll say too much so. The saturation of the show's impact on social media has been insane. And
absolutely ridiculous. And it's a little close to home for Parker and I.
Too close to home.
Yeah, too close. An hour and 57 minutes from me, exactly. And that is the Tiger King series on Netflix.
Joe Exotic himself, El Rey de Tigres, Tiger King.
Hey, all you cool cat and kittens.
Oh my
this
gosh.
This is Carol Baskin from Fit Cat Rescue. It has been ridiculous. Okay, Parker, did you ever finish it?
No, I watched the first 20 minutes of the first episode. For one, it's like 2 years ago when like all this like went down. Like it was interesting to me. But then because since we're in Oklahoma, it was on like local news for a long time.
All over the place.
And so like I heard about it. And so I was like, oh, I don't really want to like watch it again. And like anything involving like animal abuse in zoos, I don't love watching either. And it made me feel really sad for all the animals. So I'm like, I can't.
I remember hearing about a lot of it. I shamefully have been to the zoo. Okay, that's all we're going
to
say about
she
that.
She has been to Joe Exotic's place, whatever it was called.
I've also talked to the man, very strange man. However, this docuseries went way past all the stuff I knew. I feel like my mouth was just ajar the whole time. I was like, is this real? They just released a new episode today, actually, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, wait, really? There's another episode?
They added one, and it's where these people are now. Oh, my gosh. Also, I have to give a shout-out to Mary Rachel. You know Mary Rachel. She went to school in Davis, Oklahoma, and one of Joe Exotic's husbands went to her school and is in her yearbook. She sent me a photo. I don't know if she wants me to share this with everyone, but now everybody knows. She went to her high school.
That's crazy. Yeah, it's kind of weird being in Oklahoma because people do have these like connections and it's like weird.
It's bizarre.
The entire country watch it.
It has taken over. I feel like I can't get on social media once. It's kind of died down now, but I bet this new episode will bring it back up. It was everywhere. I mean, it took everyone by storm I thought it was just Oklahomans, but no, like
everyone.
A few of my friends from everywhere watched it. I was like, wow. And
it's still number one on Netflix. I looked last night when I was watching stuff. It was still number one view. I mean, even Cardi B was posting about it on Instagram.
I saw that, yeah. And Donald Trump ended up saying something about it. And so that
he did? Wait, I didn't see that.
Someone asked him if they think Joe Exotic should be, like, pardoned. And he was like, I haven't seen
that.
It.
That's too far. No one
that
should be
asking far.
Trump about Joe Exotic, even though they're kindred spirits in some ways, I'm sure.
I know. But no, that is the only thing I feel like that's come out recently that everyone's been kind of into and is all the buzz.
Exactly, yeah, which I feel like it just happened to come out at a perfect time. Mm-hmm. I was thinking about some shows on Netflix that had come out right before this all happened, specifically The Circle and Love is Blind.
Yes.
While both of those were like really popular when they were at, like, were first out, now like no one's really talking about them, and I wonder if they're kind of upset that they like didn't what they
didn't wait
a month later, even though they were super popular. They would have been exponentially way more popular. Yeah, if they had been released like 1 month later.
Specifically, Love is Blind, because it's like they're in quarantine while like finding love.
Right.
That would have been like a cool connection. I thought about that the other day. I haven't seen anything about Love is Blind, except I did see a quarantine meme. Everyone quarantining and stressing out about coronavirus. Jessica says, Mark is 24. But that's like the closest connection I've seen.
That's funny. I know. And of course, we talked about this last week. Social media has capitalized on all this free time, as the amount of content is staggering, which we'll talk a little bit more about that in our social media segment, which everyone, I'm sure, is looking forward to as well.
Yes, absolutely.
But let's go ahead and start, do a quick recap of books. I have been bad about not reading, even though I've been trying to, so I don't have any super big updates. But Suresh, what have you been reading?
So I finished that book, Lock Every Door, that you sent me. So good. For anyone that is thinking about reading it, you will never, and I mean never, guess the ending. Like, right. There's no way.
Bonkers.
I've read so many, and I thought I was onto them. I was far from it. But that was really good. And then Watching You is the other book that Parker read that was so funny that I had sitting on my, like, living room table while he told me I should read. I just started that today, actually. That's the book I was reading outside when the cold front came in and I got pushed into, you know, the whole thing. But
let's not go back to that.
That's all I've been doing. Honestly, I thought I would have more motivation to read in this time. I don't know why I don't.
Like, I know, same. I don't understand. Which, TPH, there is a chance of snow in Oklahoma in 2 days.
You're kidding.
Which is insane. Yeah, it's going to be cold again. It's going to be cold again for like 2 days. So I feel like maybe that'll convince me more to like stay inside and read, maybe.
Yes, curl up with a good book. Also, can we talk about how it might snow in 2 days, but it was 90 degrees last week?
I know. It felt like summer. I got in a summer mindset, and here we go.
No, I tanned. I was like, this is nice. And now it's going to snow.
Keeping it exciting. You know, they're giving everyone some variety during quarantine.
Keeping us on our toes. But yeah, other than that, haven't really been reading much. Might have more of an update as I get more and more bored during quarantine.
Right, exactly. We'll see what happens. But what I have lacked in reading, I have made up in streaming.
Same.
Let's go into TV and movies that we have streamed recently. What have you watched that you enjoyed?
So I realized the other day, I think I'm watching things that like resemble my current life. Okay.
Ooh, that's deep.
Because here's the thing. I've watched two things recently. And first, okay, I don't know if anyone has seen this, Disturbia with Shia LaBeouf.
Yes.
Holy cow. So backstory a little bit, very quickly. The office I work for was discussing this movie the other day, and I had never seen it, ever. And so, shout out Bridget. She brought me a DVD copy. I know, old, of this film.
What's a DVD?
For us to watch. It was so good. So Shia LaBeouf essentially is stuck in his home for 3 months. So, wow, like I said, resembles my current life.
That's
and he
true.
He begins spying on his neighbors. I haven't gotten that far yet, but maybe I might when I get bored enough to start spying on my neighbors. Everyone's been keeping their windows open, so it wouldn't be too hard.
Right. Well, you've been hearing them.
So yeah, that's like, true. That's a good
you've
point.
You've already been spying on them in some way.
Such a good movie. I know, Parker, you've seen it. It's just entertaining. I really like
it. No, I love ones like that where, you know, someone sees something that they shouldn't see and then there's a lot of suspense leading up to kind of what happens.
I agree.
No, it's a fun watch during
quarantine. And young Shia, love him. Oh, also, I don't know if I told you this, Parker, but I don't remember. Oh, the movie Honey Boy. It's about like Shia LaBeouf's life. That when that came out, I decided I like the name Shia and might be naming a child of mine Shia. What a cute name.
Whoa, that was going in a turn that I did not expect.
I think the name Shia is so cute, don't you?
Sure.
Okay, fine. Middle name. It won't be his first name. It'll be his middle name.
No, no, this is your child's name, not mine. You know, okay. You do you.
I just think it'd be so cute. Anyway, moving on. Something else I've been watching that I also feel like resembles my current life. Desperate Housewives. I feel like one. I don't.
If there's ever something I would describe Sarisha as a desperate housewife, there you go.
I don't ever leave the house. I feel like all I'm doing is, I don't know, just staying at home. And I just honestly not doing much. So when I watch this show, they can at least go talk to their neighbors. I don't really even know my neighbors.
Right. I mean, they're starting drama. They're accidentally burning people's house down. They're flirting with the new plumber who moves in next door. I mean, that's stuff that you cannot do during quarantine.
It's true. However, I've been watching this for a while, and I'm finally on the last season, so I'm almost done.
Oh, wow. You've watched a lot of it.
I have watched a ton of it, but it has been a work in progress. But yes, shout out Bree Van de Kamp, my favorite character on the show.
Yes.
I love her. I didn't like her at the beginning, but I really, really like her. So that's kind of why I've been watching a movie, that TV show, and just, you know, random things here and there on Disney Plus and whatnot. But what have you been streaming recently, Parker?
I've been streaming a whole potpourri of content, so I'm going to narrow it down to just a few, as we do not have time to talk about all of it. But one thing that has recently been uploaded to YouTube, so anyone can stream this for free, is the show Kim of Queens. Now, this was a Lifetime reality show that ran for like 2 seasons back in like 2013, 2014. It was paired with Dance Moms for, you know, a year or so. That's how I found it. The show is comedic gold. It's like if Dance Moms were set in the beauty pageant world, but less drama and more like funny moments. It's set in this like small town in Georgia. So like all of the like ladies and girls have these like thick Southern accents and are very sassy to each other. It's hilarious. I will cackle out loud at every single episode.
So it sounds like you're watching shows that resemble your life too in this current state.
Oh, exactly. My past life as a pageant boy.
You all don't know this, but Parker has had some experience in Piedmont pageants.
Wow. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. I will say one time, no, I do have one pageant connection.
What?
The Miss Piedmont pageant when I was maybe like 8 years old. I don't know how I did this, but I was the one who walked out on stage and gave them their crown.
Wow.
It was just like, the pageant was in my elementary school's gym. My father was one of the judges, not even kidding. He has no credentials to do that. And so I was walked out on stage and gave him the crown. Anyway,
did you trip?
I was not in pageants. No, I did not trip. Perfect. I executed my role perfectly. I got rave reviews for it.
That is hilarious. Wow, something about Parker I didn't know.
Exactly, exactly. A little tidbit of my past. But no, if you guys like funny reality shows, you will love Kim of Queens. It's hilarious. And every single episode is on YouTube for free. So, fun thing to stream. Getting into movies, have you ever seen the movie The Roommate, Sarish?
Okay, is this the one with Megan Fox?
No, it's with Leighton Meester, Miss Blair Waldorf herself from Gossip Girl, and Minka Kelly from Friday Night Lights.
I have not seen it, but isn't this the movie on Hulu or I don't know where it is? I've been seeing ads
it's
about
on,
it.
Yeah, it's on Netflix now, which okay. I think it was recently added because I saw ads for it. The movie itself is hot garbage. It's an absolute mess. It's like, it very much belongs on Lifetime, but it was a theatrically released movie. It is funny because, so Leighton Meester and Minka Kelly, the two main characters, look a lot alike.
Okay.
And that kind of relates to the storyline a little bit because Leighton's character ends up becoming obsessed with like Minka's character. But they look so much alike that for the first 20 minutes of the movie, I got them switched. And I was like, wow, Leighton Meester looks like a little bit different. And she's playing the good girl. And I thought she was the like crazy one. Anyway, it confused me. But anyway, I got it sorted out. It's a hot mess of a movie, but it has Ali Mashaka from AJ and Ali.
Oh, yes.
Ali and AJ in it as well. So a lot of fun, kind of those teen actresses from like the early 2010s.
Isn't there a movie called The Roommate with Megan Fox, but it's like a horror film? Am I crazy?
She was in, I think, Jennifer's Body, that one.
Oh, maybe it's that. I'm going to look it up. But anyway.
She might be in something similar.
Good
something
to know
similar.
That this is different.
Right. So if you want just some very like funny psychological thriller, but also like not very good film, watch The Roommate. Now, going into a good thriller, have you heard of the movie Searching? It came out 2 years ago.
No, I've actually never, no, I saw that on here, but never heard of it.
Okay, so it came out in the summer of MoviePass, but later on in that summer, whenever we had all canceled it because that company went bankrupt.
Yes.
So I never saw it. Searching stars John Cho, who's been in a lot of things, and Deborah Messing.
Okay.
It is so good. I watched it last night. It's a little hard to stream because it's only on Stars, which shout out to Stars. If you have Amazon or Hulu, you can get a free trial. So that way you can see it for free. The entire story, so it's a dad searching for his missing daughter.
Okay.
But the entire story is told through screens. So it's like, it's told through like him FaceTiming people, him going through her search history, him going through like her social media. So it's told through screens the entire, mostly for the entire movie. There's a couple shots that aren't, but it doesn't come across as like gimmicky or anything. It's okay. Really good. So it's pretty much like a very modern day psychological thriller, seeing how social media and technology itself becomes your entire life. And it's so just inventive because it's told through, you know, phones, computers, and it just like it shows people searching things, and it's also very real, like how, because normally whenever people are using technology in movies, it kind of seems like, oh, no one does that,
you can't figure that out. Yeah, real.
But this seemed very real, like whoever was working on it was definitely very adept at like how social media was currently used. And like any thriller, there are multiple twists that are shocking. Ooh. The very last twist is a little bit much, I will say, but it didn't take it away from being a really good movie. So okay. Highly recommend.
That's on my list. Watch
Searching on Stars with a Z.
Okay. I need to watch. I feel like I haven't found like a good thriller recently. So that's going to be one on my list now.
I've been in a thriller mood, to no one's surprise, yeah. every day, but this one's really good. And finally, there was a new streaming service that was released. So a whole slew of new content came out. I believe it was last week.
Okay.
The streaming service in question is called Quibi. I think everyone's heard it because there's been a lot of promo for it, a lot of high profile
ads.
A lot of ads. And Quibi had, I think, around 40 original shows that came out, from dramas to reality shows and everything in between. So I thought it would be fun to play a little game, Suresh, that I have entitled Quibi or Quippy, meaning I will read you three plots of TV shows.
Okay.
One of them is a real Quibi show.
Okay.
The other two are quips, per se, or quippies, that I have written myself and are completely fake shows that I have made up in my mind.
Oh my gosh.
Now listen to this. I had to mark which ones were real because when I went back and read it, because I wrote these a couple days ago, mm-hmm. when I went back and read them, I had forgotten which ones were real because they're ridiculous.
Okay.
I went through all of the Quibi shows and I was like, these cannot be real. Sure enough, they are. I haven't watched any, but I think I might be tempted to sign up for a free trial and watch a couple of them because they are hilariously obscure.
Okay. This sounds like the game Psych that we play a little bit. So I'm
actually, yes, exactly. It kind of is. Okay. So yes, this is Quibi or Quippy. Again, I'll read you three TV show titles and plots. Okay. One of them is real. So you're going to have to guess which one is real.
Feel free to play along, audience.
Yes, exactly, exactly. See if you can deduce.
Okay.
Okay. The first set of three. Here we go.
Okay.
Murder House Flip. From the producers of CSI, this home renovation series seeks to put a polish on places where people were previously killed, or in the words of Quibi, from morbid to marvelous.
Okay. May I take notes? Is that allowed?
Sure.
Excellent.
Show two, From Prison to Paradise. From the producers of WeTV's Love After Lockup, people once falsely accused of crimes who subsequently were awarded damages and lawsuits are examined in this docuseries that show what life is like after the whole world believes you are a monster.
Wow, these both sound very interesting.
Show three, Too Big to Bail. From the producers of Judge Judy, bailiffs in some of the country's largest courthouses recount some of the strangest, funniest, and scariest stories they've ever seen happen throughout years of work in high-profile trials.
Oh my.
So all of these have kind of similar themes where, you know, they're something about, you know, crime, but also kind of a reality show.
Yeah.
So, Sarish, between Murder House Flip, From Prison to Paradise, or Too Big to Bail, which one do you think is real?
Oh, gosh. This doesn't help that you are so creative in coming up with these fake synopses.
I try. It was a lot of fun, I have to admit.
Okay. I think I'm going to go with Prison to Paradise being the real show.
And strike. If you can believe it, it's Murder House Flip.
You're kidding. That's the one I didn't think it was.
Same. I cannot believe it's true. And yeah, this is all true. The CSI producers, which I'm going to watch it. It's weird. They're going to refurbish houses where people were killed. That just seems like that insensitive. That seems bizarre.
Yes. Oh my God. I really was going to go Too Big to Bail next.
I could not believe it when I saw that one. I was like, that cannot be a real show.
That can't
show.
Be true.
If you want to see it, Quibi. There you go.
Okay. Okay. I like this.
Okay. Round two. These all involve a high-profile celebrity. Okay?
Okay.
First show, Skirt with Offset. This show takes a peek into Offset's hidden passion of automobiles. The Migos member is excited to show this new side of himself, as my fans don't know how much I know about cars for real. This platform will let them see there is more to me than just buying cars. Second show, Baby Got Shaq. Basketball legend Shaquille O'Neal hosts a parenting competition for expecting couples that are worried about their maternal and paternal ineptitudes. Shaq leads them through a series of conventional and absurd challenges to help the couples realize that they are ready to shack up and be parents.
Oh, gosh. Keep going.
Show three, Pardon My Dench. Legendary icon Dame Judi Dench takes viewers on an intimate journey through her collection of properties in the English countryside. Each episode provides a tour of one of her quaint homes filled with stories of her rich and long-lasting career on screen.
Oh, all right, Sarish.
Skirt with Offset, Baby Got Shaq, or Pardon My Dench. Which one do you think is a real Quibi show, unfortunately?
I know. I don't want to watch any of these.
I know.
I'm just going to go with the one that I feel like is... Is it Skirt Offset?
Ding, ding, ding. You are correct.
That one is... This show is called Skirt Offset.
It's called Skirt with Offset. That is the real Quibi title, sadly.
That's ridiculous. Oh my gosh.
I don't know how this came to be, why Offset is doing a show about his cars. I don't know if you saw that Reese Witherspoon and Offset did an Instagram live stream.
No.
Yeah, because Reese is narrating this one nature documentary on Quibi as well. Okay. So Quibi obviously like set this up. But yeah, Reese and Offset did a live stream. It was kind of funny because they're obviously kind of in different worlds.
Very.
But yeah, I could not believe that Offset is having a show about his cars.
That's
hilarious.
So we
decided to entitle it Skirt with Offset.
I almost bought the Shaq one. That one was good.
Baby Got Shaq. I know. I could see Shaq doing something like that. Like,
I agree.
In the future. Okay. He's done reality TV before.
Okay. Do you have three rounds?
Yes. Last round here.
This is my tiebreaker.
Yes, exactly. You are the winner if you get this one.
Okay.
These are all reality shows hosted by famous people. Okay.
Okay.
Number one, the X Games. X is spelled E-X.
Okay. Ooh.
Former couples interested in rekindling their relationships set off on a 10-day journey across the United States to visit some of the most romantic spots in the country, while also competing in challenges for prize money. Hosted by Masked Singer Judge and radio host Jenny McCarthy.
Okay. Creative title.
Show two, Dishmantled. At the beginning of an episode, two blindfolded chefs will have food blasted at their faces via cannon and then have to work to recreate the original dish. Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt star Titus Burgess hosts.
Oh my gosh.
Show three, Trial and Terror. Americans with seemingly irrational fears are guided by a team of professional psychologists in this emotional series of people dealing with unique yet debilitating trepidations. Former View co-host Barbara Walters hosts. All right, Suresh, between the X Games, Dismantled, and Trial and Terror, which one is a Quibi real show?
Okay. Here's one I think would be the most entertaining to watch, so I'm just going to go with it, and I hope this is it, because this is ridiculous. Is it Dismantled?
Ding, ding, ding. You're right.
You're kidding. That is a joke. I cannot
believe this is a real show. Like, that we've reached the bottom of the barrel for ideas. I saw it. I was like, and it just kept getting more ridiculous with each line. I think it blasted. And then Tytus Burgess is hosting. What?
That's insane.
Like, it seems like it was just like a random reality show generator. And they just clicked all these boxes.
It seems like they asked a bunch of middle schoolers to come up with some show sitcom ideas and came up with these three.
Exactly, exactly.
That's hilarious. I kind of want to watch the murder one.
I know, I kind of do too, even though it's very morbid. But good job, Suresh. You got two out of three correct. So you won that game of Quibi or Quippy.
Very well done, Parker. That was very well executed to come up with a game like that. Big fan.
Thank you, thank you. I just thought it'd be fun due to the sheer absurdity of Quibi's slate of programming that anyone can now watch. So I know, I forgot to say that Quibi shows are released in like very short episode format. So like each episode is like 8 to 10 minutes. So it's kind of weird.
Yeah, if you want to watch 8 to 10 minutes of Skirt with Offset.
Skirt with Offset. That's probably about all of that. You can take it that, if I'm being honest.
That's hilarious. Well, that's awesome. I love that. That was a great TV and movie segment. Yeah, these games, if you all like them, let us know, because we're going to keep them coming.
Right. Let us know for these kind of game interludes that we can.
Yes. Okay. Music. We talked about Dua Lipa last week, but other than that, I feel like not a whole lot has happened.
Right.
What have you been listening to or seeing a lot of buzz about in the music industry?
Well, the only big release that I've heard a ton about is the new 5 Seconds of Summer album, which shout out to our friend Todd. He had listened to it and told me to check it out because he enjoyed it. The album is called Calm, C-A-L-M, Calm.
Okay.
And I heard about it because there's a little bit of drama with how it was released. So the album reached number 2 on the Billboard 200 chart, not number 1, because The Weeknd's album was still at number 1. Mm-hmm. Now, the reason that this was controversial is because apparently 10,000 albums of Calm were accidentally released 1 week early, before it was officially released. And so since they were released early, they weren't counted in this week's total. So if they had been counted this week, they would have gotten number 1. So, again, like, some artists care about charts, some don't. Well, apparently 5 Sauce does care.
Does care.
Because their main singer, Luke Hemmings is his name, posted a, like, 2.5-minute video on Twitter saying that the chart needed to be amended. Because in the past, I think Billboard has changed the chart when something like this has happened before, if there was a mistake, like that. And he said that Billboard said that they're not going to change it. It was released early, and so it wouldn't count. So they were upset. Then, conversely, the album did hit number 1 on the UK charts, but apparently when people were mapping each day's sales total, on the last day before the chart was calculated, there was a humongous spike in sales. So people thought that was suspicious. Like, did the record label buy these? Did something happen? Why was there this huge spike on the day before it was counted? So there's just some kind of chart drama, which I always find very, very interesting. But yeah, I've listened to part of the album and it's good so far. I haven't listened to it super in depth or know any of the songs super well, but that was the main release.
I have not listened to it. I have seen 5 Sauce in concert though, because they came.
Wait, you did?
Yeah, they came with
Chainsmokers. You're right. You're right.
Which most people would have probably gone to that concert for 5 Sauce, but I am one of the few that went for the Chainsmokers.
There you go. Well, you got it. 2-for-1 special.
That's
okay.
True. That's hilarious. I will have to give it a listen and see what I think. Calm.
For sure. Now, what is this that you have been on a Bollywood kick? Explain.
Okay. So, for those of you who don't know, My parents are from Pakistan, and so we are all huge Bollywood fans. And my parents and I actually made one of those bangers versus trash TikToks last week. But it was all Bollywood music. And here's the thing: my parents do not dance. Well, my mom does, but my dad definitely doesn't. But they were all about this. So like 10 different snippets from Bollywood songs showed up, which this is foreshadowing for later in our podcast. And then you had to dance to if you thought it was a banger, but if it was a trash, you move to the other side of the screen and just kind of stand still. Since that moment, I have been all over Bollywood.
Oh.
Here's the thing. It's all upbeat. It's fun. It's different than the music I've been listening to. It gets me in a dancey mood. So I've been doing some cardio to it recently. And I've been into like the older Bollywood songs too, not like the newer
classics.
Ones. The classics, you know what I mean? So there are a ton of playlists on Spotify, but the one I'm listening to is Bollywood Bro, and it has all these really good old classic Bollywood songs. So I feel like that's all I've been listening to recently, but there's so much content in Bollywood that it's a little different than I think the United States, where you like listen to it by artist. You just listen to it by movie in Bollywood because all the movies have so many different numbers.
Right.
So I've been listening to different movies at a time.
Oh, well, that's fun. Well, there you go, listeners. Listen to Bollywood Bro to expand your Bollywood horizons outside of J-Ho.
Yes.
Even though the song is transcendent, timeless.
Slumdog Millionaire is on Hulu if anyone wants to revisit cool. that film. I kind of wanted to watch it the other day. It just takes a lot of emotional energy to watch Slumdog Millionaire.
It's emotional and it's very long. Although I do love that it also includes Paper Planes.
Yes. We love that song.
Shout out to MIA, Third World Democracy.
Hey, we should make that a TikTok dance, Parker. I feel like it would take off if we made the dance
to Paper Planes. Good idea.
That would be so fun.
Let's do it. Be on the lookout, you guys, for our TikToks.
So that's kind of what I've been listening to. But I know that hopefully more music comes out soon. I'm like waiting for Lady Gaga's album, but I think we all will be for a while.
Right. Now it's been postponed. Chromatica.
I know.
Being postponed, unfortunately. But she's been busy raising money with world leaders, supposedly. So, you know,
Gaga.
Gaga's got something else on her mind.
Yeah, Gaga's priorities. Okay, so now our social media segment. First, if this is your first episode listening to us, follow us on social media. I think we post quality stuff. I think we're funny.
I agree.
My Instagram is Sarish, so that's my name, _ Charice, C-H-A-R-I-C-E. It's because a lot of people can't pronounce my name, and I think it's funny, but it's pronounced Sarish, not Charice, or anything else you might think of.
Exactly. And follow me. Insta and TikTok are both at @CentralParker_. My Twitter is @CentralParker20 because my other username was already taken by some idiot.
Gasp!
I know. But yes, follow us on TikTok, Twitter, and
yes,
Insta.
My TikTok is my first and last name without the N, so it's Sarish Shabuti because my full name is
Shabuti.
Too long.
Shabuti. That's what I think of when I hear that.
I do too. So follow us. We're funny. We post quality content. I think it's
exactly
sweet.
I posted a riveting dance to Nicki's verse on Bottoms Up yesterday that you guys should check out.
Ooh, very nice. So okay, Parker. What like social media account, post, tweet are you obsessed with right now or found intriguing this week?
Okay, well, call back to last week to our segment where I explained how the legendary Miss Britney Spears had absolutely smoked Usain Bolt in the 100-meter race.
Of course.
And this ties into my account this week is Miss Britney Spears' Instagram. Britney is, like all of us in quarantine, and has been posting up a storm of unfiltered content. I mean, you want an unfiltered celebrity's Instagram, Britney's takes the cake by far. So this leads into another quick game.
Okay.
As my favorite post was on Britney's Instagram again. Since Britney's posts are so unique and unfiltered, and again, this is all out of love because I am Britney's biggest fan. It's not making fun of her in any way.
Yes.
I just love that she's so innocent and unfiltered. I'm going to give you three descriptions Instagram posts from Britney's Instagram that are posted in this past week.
Okay.
Two of them are real. One is fake.
Oh gosh.
You have to deduce which of these descriptions of an Instagram post is fake. Correct.
Okay, I can do that. I don't follow Brittany, so this is perfect.
Right, exactly. So she should not have seen these. Okay. Are you ready?
Yes.
The first Insta post on Brittany's account was a glowing movie review of the otherwise universally derided Robert Downey Jr. starring movie Doolittle, in which Britt confessed to being enamored with RDJ's jackets, but getting a little lost during the middle of the movie. All in all, though, she thought it had a special tone that many films lack nowadays.
Oh my.
Post two was a pair of landscape photos of the Hollywood Hills after a cathartic hike in which Britt picked three different kinds of sage and met six white butterflies. She postulated that the butterflies could be a sign of nirvana. Oh, and by the way, the hike was 2 weeks ago.
Okay.
Post three was a tribute post to her fuzzy pink blanket that is helping her cope during this, quote, absolute madness quarantine. Brittany is shown with the blanket draped over her entire lower body, as the last time she got a pedicure, it was January. A barrage of empty Starbucks cups are noticeable in the background of her otherwise tidy mansion. So, Suresh, between the movie review of Doolittle, the hike that led to Nirvana, and the fuzzy pink blanket tribute, two of those are real. You have to deduce which one is the fake Insta post.
Okay. Can I speak through my deduction?
Oh, yes. We would love to hear a thought process.
Okay. Here's the thing. I do know that Brittany has hiked before because I've seen that video of her being scared atop like a hill or a mountain. So I know she hikes. So that's a thing. I'm not surprised by the pink blanket and like being bored in quarantine. So she probably saw the pink blanket and said, oh, I have an idea.
Inspiration struck.
The one I want to say, I'm not locking in my answer. The one I want to say is fake is Doolittle, but I also want to believe it's real because that's hilarious. But, oh, I don't know. You know what? I'm going to go out on a limb. I'm going to say the pink blanket's fake.
Girl, you have done it again. You're correct.
I almost picked Doolittle. I cannot believe she posted that.
I was in tears reading it because, for one, this movie came out months ago.
So long ago, yes.
Everyone hated it. No one liked it. And little Brittany watched it, loved it, decided, you know what? I'm going to post about it.
But I got lost in the middle.
Exactly. She got lost in the middle, but it had a special tone. The picture was just of the like movie poster that she had found on Google. Like she just posted that. So it wasn't physically her watching it. It was the movie poster. And so then everyone was like commenting, queen of movie reviews, queen of watching quarantine movies. And then there were actually a couple articles of like, Britney Spears is truly the purest celebrity there is. Like, what other celeb is going to post a review of Doolittle, which everyone hated? I was just in tears because it was just so funny.
That is hilarious. I cannot believe that's true. I have to bring this up.
Good job guessing.
Thank you. I feel like my deducing was pretty good. The hike one especially. The other one was a toss-up. But the hike one, I remembered she's like done stuff like that.
Right, exactly. But yeah, no, everything and all of the details in those first two were completely real. She said that's that the butterflies were a sign of Nirvana and that the hike did in fact take place 2 weeks ago.
I am not surprised. That's awesome. I love that. My social media post. So if you're not following at Kale Salad on Instagram, you need to. It's a meme account that we and our friend Todd have been following. I feel like we always send each other kale salad.
Yes, it's hilarious.
And Kale Salad, the person who runs the Instagram, actually went to OU. So yes. Shout out to University of Oklahoma.
Fellow alum.
Our alma mater.
My alma mater.
I love that account. But recently, I just have been all about wholesome content. Did you see the post of the little boy? I guess him and his mom go on walks every day.
Oh, yes, I did see this.
Okay, they usually go on walks through their neighborhood every day. And the little boy is always waving to people on their walks. But right now, it's social distancing and no one's outside. He keeps waving and saying, hello, hi, have a good day, but it's to no one. He just
it was so cute.
It's so adorable. And he just, you know, he's young enough to where he still is like, hello, hi, like this cutest little highest pitched right. voice. And that just, I reposted that on my story because I feel like right now the closest we can get to like connecting to each other and being like happy about it is like wholesome content, because I think right now we have a lot of funny and a lot of wholesome content. And so that was like one of my like, oh, that is the cutest thing. It's a little kid during quarantine.
Exactly. Well, so both of our social media posts were wholesome. Brittany's tribute to Doolittle and the little boy waving. I mean,
they're like the same thing.
Really, truly, truly.
But that was mine. But yes, Kale Salad, if you're not following, please follow. They are hilarious.
Yes. Shout out to @KaleSalad. Yes. And maybe eventually the shout out will be reciprocated on their Instagram.
That would be so fun. We'd have to work together. Okay. So this brings us to our last segment of our podcast, our episode today, Pop Culture of the Past.
Whoop, whoop.
So we always go through what we're doing now and listening to and reading and all of that. But then Parker and I, if you haven't been listening, are really into old nostalgic Disney, Nickelodeon, the things we watched growing up, because they were the same, even though we didn't live in the same place or we're a year apart. But we right. are both
even though obsessed. We're miles apart.
Oh, I didn't realize we had a jingle for that, too.
HSM3 shout out.
But we are obsessed with old Disney and Nick. And I feel like right now, a lot of those shows, especially we were just talking about on TikTok, people are recording them and like talking about old Disney shows because people have so much time to sit down and rewatch them.
Exactly. I've seen so much. I feel like every day on Twitter, like one of the older shows is trending. There was a whole debate whether Zoe 101 was better than iCarly, which we talked about back in episode 2. So go listen to that
yes.
on our opinions and like these debates. And there's so many TikToks, you know, saying how kind of funny these scenes were back in the day and how cringy, kind of cringy they yes. are now.
Especially Camp Rock when they just Camp randomly Rock start so dancing. Cringy. It's just not well done. But when I was a kid, I was living for
I was
it.
All in. Where can I sign up for this camp? How can I learn these dances? How do I smile as big as Michi Torres? Like,
I loved Camp Rock, but I thought it would be so fun to play and wrap up our episode with another game.
Let's do it.
In kind of relation to what my family and I did, we are going to play Bangers versus Trash, but there's going to be a little bit of a strategic component to it. So I have 12 different Disney Channel theme songs, just snippets of them, that we are going to both listen to, and they're in a random order so I can also participate. And the goal is you need to have at least 4 trash songs. So the only problem is you don't know what songs are coming up. So you have to be pretty like strict in your decision, whether or not you think it's a banger or a trash song. And you have no idea. This is a combination of Nick and Disney Channel also.
Gotcha. This is a channel crossover here.
Yes, yes. So it's going to be really fun, but I'm going to tally up how many we each get. And then again, there are 12. So be careful with how you place things in the banger versus trash category, because you would hate to put your favorite theme song in the trash because
that would be tragic. Okay, I'm excited. And also you guys play along at home as well.
Yes.
So,
are you ready for our first theme song?
So ready.
Okay. Hopefully you all can hear this on the podcast. I tested it earlier. I'm only playing very small snippets too, so I'll pause it and then we'll both say banger or trash.
So don't come for us, Disney, okay?
Yeah,
we are adhering to fair use.
Okay.
I found a way.
Okay. Banger or trash, Parker?
Absolute banger. I had this song on my iPod First Generation Nano or whatever it was back in 2005. Love the song.
Completely agree. Banger. Also, Drake Bell made a TikTok talking about how it's not realized and it's realigned.
Oh, I saw that, which is weird.
But yes, I agree. That one has to go banger. Okay, we each are down to only 7 bangers we can assign.
Shocking. Okay.
Are we ready for that? I don't know. Do you want to change your answer? Are you good with your answer?
I'm good. Next song.
Okay, ready?
Play it straight, don't look back, don't hesitate. When you go big time,
What do you think?
Okay, this one's rough because the song is catchy, but I never was a huge fan of the show. I thought that style of humor didn't align with my style too well.
I agree.
I'm kind of nervous about what's to come. So I'm going to put it in trash, you guys. I'm putting it in trash.
Okay. I too will put it in trash. It is so catchy.
But it is.
The show never caught my attention to where I like have nostalgic memories with the song, you know?
Right, exactly. It's not tied to as much joy as some of the other ones.
I agree. Okay, you ready for our third one?
Yes. Oh.
Okay.
Hey, yo, let's go.
Banger or trash? I'll go first this time, so you don't have to go first.
Okay.
I also think this song is super catchy. However, it's kind of like Big Time Rush, where I liked the show, but I would hate for the real Sweet Life of Zack and Cody, like the original Sweet Life of Zack and Cody theme song, which I prefer to come. So I'm going to put it in trash.
Hands down, wholeheartedly agree. We are on the same wavelength today.
Okay.
The original iteration of Sweet Life of Zack and Cody and the Tipton Hotel is iconic. My favorite show.
Agreed.
When it went on the cruise ship, it went downhill. Some people like it better, which I don't know how that's humanly possible.
I don't know how that's possible. Yes,
no.
Me either.
London's character devolved into so dumb that so it wasn't dominant. Even a person anymore. Maddie and Esteban and Muriel were not there. All the good characters.
Arwen,
yeah. Then you had the annoying Woody, Debbie Ryan.
Oh, gosh, yes. And Marcus, I think.
Right. They just kept bringing in new
passengers.
Lil.
I'm pretty sure his name is Lil in the show.
Something like that. Who knows? Anyway, I agree. Trash it.
Okay, we have two in the trash, okay?
Okay.
All right. I don't even have to listen to what... I don't even have to ask your opinion.
I know.
Are you throwing that in the banger side of things?
iCarly's iconic. This song is fun to sing along to. Miranda Cosgrove, as some people call, is a new reincarnation of Mr. Michael Jackson. So, banger.
Her and Sandra Bullock both. Do you remember seeing that Bird Box meme?
Yes.
They compared Sandra Bullock to Michael Jackson. Okay, I agree. Also a banger. So much fun to dance to. Very easy, happy tune.
I agree. Okay, this is weird that we've had the exact same answers on.
I know. I wonder if we're gonna start differing. I'm not sure. I can guarantee you we will at some point, but I'm not sure.
Right.
Okay, banger or trash? Be careful. You don't have too many of each.
Complete banger. You and I sung this song probably 10 times on a road trip to Miami last year.
We have pretty much a synchronized dance to it, if you're wondering.
Right. The line "Go Bray" is iconic in itself, so definitely a banger.
Agreed. I'm also putting a banger. I cannot believe we're still on the same wavelength. Okay.
I know.
Next song.
Get ready.
Yes, please. Banger or trash?
Complete banger.
Agreed.
This song is so fun. The lyrics are catchy and clever. It has a good beat. It inspired Billie Eilish's Bad Guy.
Yes.
What more could you want from a theme song?
This song also we've jammed out to several times together.
Yes, we have.
So, also has some memories there. Okay, ready?
So ready.
Keep in mind, you still have to assign at least two more trash.
Oh no, I'm nervous.
I know.
Let it go.
Okay. Banger or trash?
Okay. While I have my issues with Victorious itself, because it did come out a little bit later in our childhoods, this song is really good. I remember singing this along with my sisters a ton. We had it downloaded from iTunes. So banger.
Banger. Okay. Seems like we have our first disagreement.
Ooh, some contention. Finally, our listeners have been waiting.
There are still so many good theme songs out there. And Victorious, while it is catchy, like you said, just isn't as much of a banger for me as what I feel like might come. I might regret this later, but I think I'm throwing this one in the trash.
Ooh, okay. Sorry to cry, Justice. We'll see if it's come back.
Maybe we all don't love this song.
I think we all have some different opinions, apparently. Wow.
Okay. Let's go to our next song, our next theme song. Okay.
Let's do it. Fun. It's really you, but no one ever
discovers. Okay. Hannah Montana.
Wow.
Banger or trash?
I mean, who could say this song is trash? You have to be mentally insane to put this in the trash column. It is such a fun, upbeat song. Yes. I mean, everyone in, what year was this, 2006, was singing this song in every single talent show.
1,000%.
At every single party for the entire year.
I actually, in my fifth grade talent show, so it was 2007, danced to Who Said by Hannah Montana.
Oh, nice, nice, nice.
Yes, I agree. Complete banger. Love it. Okay.
Me too.
You banger. Still have two more trash to sign. I just have one. So count it up.
Okay.
Okay. Ready?
Yes. Okay. Really? Good, my dear.
Do I look good today? I wish we could listen to the whole thing.
Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Okay, I don't think we even need to speak. I think we're both putting this as a banger.
So much. I feel like if there's any song that I would just listen to, like, normally, it would be this one. Like, and just so, like, such easy listening. Just evokes memories of, like, being on, like, a convertible on the Pacific Coast Highway. Breeze in your hair. Oh,
I feel like, now this might be a hot take. I would get rid of every other theme song if I had to just listen to the Zoe 101 theme song on repeat.
I would agree. I probably listen to it once a week, and that's not an exaggeration. And I'm probably
okay. We have, FYI, only 3 songs left, and you have to make 2 of them trash.
Oh my gosh, no! Okay, I feel like most of my favorites have already been played, though. So hopefully,
I guess we'll see. Let's see what's next. I knew this was gonna happen.
No, this is bad.
What I'm throwing this in a banger. I can't. I love this song. This is the sweet life.
Okay, yeah. So Zach and Cody, oh my gosh. If Kim Possible comes up though. Okay.
I don't know if it will.
Here's my thing. Okay. I have to save it for Kim Possible because that song is absolutely the best.
What if Kim Possible doesn't show up? Then what?
I know, but okay, here's the thing. Zach and Cody is my favorite show. I will say though, this song, I feel like we don't really, like, you and I don't really ever sing it together. I would never listen to it back. It's fine. I, like, the show itself is my number one show, of course. So for that reason, I'm putting it in trash.
Yes, Dylan and Cole, you heard it here first.
Sorry, Cole Sprouse.
He's throwing your song in the trash can.
I hope that you and your Jughead beanie don't come for me, but I apologize. love your show, the song, though.
Okay. Okay, we have 2 more songs out of these.
Better be KP.
Who knows if it is? I'm not even sure. Okay.
Okay. Oh no!
Oh man, these are okay. I feel like OG fans because not everyone even knows about True Jackson.
Miss True Jackson and her VP title. This song has recently seen a resurgence on TikTok, though. I've seen some of the ones where it's like montages of like people's childhood photos using this song. So, okay, I'm so nervous because this song I love as well.
I agree. I think I have to put this in banger because anytime the song comes on, I have to sing to it. Like, absolutely have to sing to it. Which means whatever the last song is for me is going in the trash. And I don't know if it's Kim Possible or not, but if it is, I apologize, Kim.
I'm going to be in the same boat. I can't put the song in trash as I do really like it.
So
I hope, let's pray to the Disney gods that this last song is going to be from Sunny with a Chance. Let's hear it.
Okay, you ready?
Don't be impossible.
Okay, 3, 2, I have no idea what it is. One.
Oh, it's Good Luck Charlie.
This song is pretty fun, but.
There it is, up on the roof.
Oh, looks like we both threw Good Luck Charlie and Bridget Menler down the drain.
Dang, I do really, really like that song, though. It's catchy. But I don't know who I would switch out for that song if I knew what was coming, so.
I don't think, well, maybe, you already did the Zack and Cody. I would maybe consider the Zack and Cody one, but I don't think I actually would.
Yeah, I don't know. It's a good song, but you know, it has to go in that pile due to our previous choices.
Yes. Okay, we have one last song, but we don't have to place it anywhere.
Oh. A bonus. Yay! We didn't have to put some trash. I'm your basic average girl.
You can save the world. You can't stop me because I'm
kicking possible.
That song, I think Parker and I have sang the most. Actually, fun story. When we went to winter formal together, was it my senior year?
Your junior yes. Year? Yeah, your senior year.
I asked him to winter formal and it said, call me, beat me if you want to go to formal with me.
So that's how ingrained Kim Possible is into our lives, people. If yes. we would have had to put that in trash, it would have taken a piece yeah. of my soul and absolutely demolished it.
Thanks for playing. Now I want to watch every single show that we just watched a theme song of right now.
Same. That was such a fun game. Good job, Sari. On that,
thank you.
On that producing,
we did a good job. I feel like we were pretty even. I mean, we disagreed on one of them, but you know, it is what it is.
Right. I mean, we had to have a little bit of disagreement, or this show would be absolutely bland.
Yeah, boring. Well, thanks for playing because I had a lot of fun, and now I wish Zoe 101 was just anywhere to watch. Like I was on YouTube, not there. I can't find it anywhere.
Hopefully soon. Yes. Nickelodeon people make it available to you.
Yes, please. Put it on Netflix. Fans. Yes.
Exactly.
Well, I think that's all we have for today's episode.
Has it already been 1 hour? That flew by.
It actually did. We were talking about this earlier, might be my favorite episode so far. I had a lot of fun.
I know, that was so much fun. I loved playing all of those games. I hope that you guys enjoyed them as well. Yes. Yeah, make sure to give us your feedback. DM us on Insta or TikTok. Let us know what you think. If you have any ideas for future shows or any segments that you want to hear about during quarantine, because we hope that this brings a little entertainment to your daily routine inside.
I agree. We hope it brings some joy and you enjoy listening to us play these games and talk about some of our favorite things. So thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening. Here's to a week, hopefully devoid of video game yellers and mainstream music posters.
Yeah, so, if you're any of those people, cut us a break.
Exactly. Don't come for us.
All right. Well, we will see you guys next week.
See you next week. Thanks for listening.